This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. History at the United Nations Climate Summit. Almost 200 countries have agreed to transition away from fossil fuels.
Over the last 2 weeks, we have worked very hard to secure a better future for our people and our planet.
COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber, the first of its kind deal, signaling an eventual end to the oil era. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, but Israel says it will not stop its attack on Gaza.
A ceasefire is a death sentence for countless more Israelis and Gazans.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan plans to travel to Israel on Thursday and Friday. The White House says he plans to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pressure Israel to dial back its bombing of Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Norway attending a Nordic summit where he got a commitment from Norway for more humanitarian and military aid. He also talked about a Russian attack on Ukraine overnight.
Last night, Russia launched another strike. Jonas said about it, yes, on Ukraine with ballistic missiles, particularly dangerous ones. And Russia targets civilian infrastructure, no military infrastructure.
Zelensky, fresh off a visit to Washington, where U.S. aid to Ukraine is being slowed by the Republican U.S. House of Representatives. On Thursday and Friday, the EU will take up membership for Ukraine. This is VOA News. China and Vietnam agreed to step up cooperation on security matters in their move toward becoming a community with a, quote, shared future. They said on Wednesday as President Xi Jinping wrapped up his visit to Hanoi. The trial of an employee of a German foreign intelligence service accused of selling classified information to the Russian intelligence service has started in Berlin. German police arrested the suspect, a German citizen, in December of last year and raided his flat and workspace, as well as those of another person who is also standing trial. German authorities had warned of likely heightened Russian spying given the Kremlin's standoff with the West over its invasion of Ukraine. New Mexico's Supreme Court is weighing whether or not to strike down a local abortion restriction. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports it's one of at least four state Supreme Courts grappling with abortion litigation this week.
Oral arguments are scheduled for today at the New Mexico Supreme Court as it weighs whether to strike down local abortion bans and restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. New Mexico's abortion laws are among the most liberal in the country, but in communities where opposition runs deep, officials say they have the right to enforce federal abortion restrictions under a 19th century U.S. law that prohibits the shipping of abortion medication and supplies. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla is recalling just over 2 million vehicles in the United States to install new safeguards to prevent the misuse of its autopilot advanced driver assistance system. A federal complaint filed by the FBI says a Russian man who flew on a plane from Denmark to Los Angeles without a passport or a ticket told authorities he did not remember how he got through security. He arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on November 4th via Scandinavian Airlines from Copenhagen and couldn't produce a passport. Officials say a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer couldn't find him on the flight manifest or any other incoming international flights as well. He has pleaded not guilty now to a charge of being a stowaway on the aircraft. You can get news 24 hours a day from our website, that's voanews.com, or download our mobile apps from Google or Apple. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.